You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Attention all theater lovers! This Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
Good morning, theater lover, and happy June. I'm Mark Peikert, the editor-in-chief of Playbill, and you are now listening to This Week in Theater History. On June 1st, The Ziegfeld Follies of 1914 opened, starring Ed Wynn. Leon Errol danced and co-directed with Florenz Ziegfeld Jr., and there were 112 performances at the New Amsterdam. Clark Gesner's musical, You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, premiered on Broadway at the Golden Theater June 1st, 1971. Although the show had been a huge success off-Broadway, running 1,597 performances, the Broadway incarnation didn't fare as well, lasting only 32. Bernard Slade's tribute, about a Hollywood publicity man who was dying of cancer and trying to make amends with a son he never got to know, opened at the Brooks Atkinson June 1st, 1978. Jack Lemmon starred as the father in the production that played 212 performances. On June 2, 1954, Rodgers and Hammerstein's Carousel was revived for a 10-week run at the New York City Center. In the cast, Barbara Cook and Joe Sullivan. Conceiver-director Sheldon Epps added a touch of blue to The Great White Way as his Blues in the Night opened on Broadway June 2, 1982. The cast at the Rialto Theater featured Leslie Uggams, Debbie Shapiro, and Charles H. Coleman. The musical centers on three women's woes, featuring 24 songs from various blues artists. Legally Blonde entered the world of reality casting when MTV debuted Legally Blonde the Musical, The Search for Elle Woods, in 2008. The series followed 10 contestants selected from a nationwide casting call as they auditioned to star in the Broadway musical. Shadows closed in on a Connecticut family when the world premiere of Far From Heaven, starring Kelly O'Hara, Stephen Pascal, and Isaiah Johnson, opened in 2013 off-Broadway at Playwrights Horizons. Based on Todd Haynes' 2002 film, the musical had a book by Richard Greenberg, music by Scott Frankel, and lyrics by Michael Corey. The Rodgers and Hart musical that had the longest run in its original production, 427 performances, is The Nearly Forgotten by Jupiter, which opened June 3, 1942, starring Ray Bolger, Benet Venuta, and Vera Ellen. The Fred Ebb John Kander musical Chicago opened on Broadway at the 46th Street Theater June 3, 1975. Director-choreographer Bob Fosse brought to life the story of a woman who gets away with murder, literally. The cast featured Gwen Verdon, Cheetah Rivera, and Jerry Orbach. The show ran just 2 years in its original production, but the 1996 revival became the longest-running American musical in Broadway history. Al Pacino starred in the 1981 revival of David Mamet's American Buffalo at Off-Broadway's Circle in the Square downtown, directed by Arvin Brown and opening June 3rd. Mike Nichols' production of Anton Chekhov's Uncle Vanya opened June 4, 1973, at the Circle in the Square on Broadway. The eclectic cast included Lillian Gish, George C. Scott, Julie Christie, Kathleen Nesbitt, and Elizabeth Wilson. B.D. Wong starred in the New York premiere of Lauren Yee's The Great Leap, opening June 4, 2018, at the Atlantic Theater Company. Inspired by events from Yee's father's life, the play follows a San Francisco basketball player who talks his way onto a college team just before they travel to Beijing. A short-lived revival of The Music Man opened at City Center June 5, 1980. The musical, starring Dick Van Dyke as Harold Hill, ran 21 performances. on June 5th, 2001, Chita Rivera launched a national tour of the musical Casper, about the friendly ghost of cartoon fame, but the show did not continue on to Broadway. The American premiere of Through a Glass Darkly, Jenny Wharton's adaptation of Ingmar Bergman's Oscar-winning film, opened June 6, 2011, off-Broadway at New York Theatre Workshop. Produced by Atlantic Theatre Company, the drama about a woman newly released from an asylum starred Carey Mulligan, Chris Sarandon, Jason Butler Harner, and Ben Rosenfield. An Act of God had its second coming on Broadway, as Sean Hayes opened in the comedy at the Booth June 6, 2016. The play had been seen on Broadway the year before, with Jim Parsons in the role of God. On June 7, 1974, Steve Silver's Beach Blanket Babylon began performances in San Francisco at the Savoy Tivoli. The campy spoof of pop culture ran for 45 years, making it the longest-running musical revue in theater history. One of the more bizarre and influential chapters in American pop music history came to light with the 2011 off-Broadway opening of The Shags, Philosophy of the World at Playwrights Horizons. In 2017, the New York premiere of Martina Mayock's Cost of Living opened off-Broadway at Manhattan Theatre Club. The play, exploring the interactions of abled and disabled individuals, won the 2018 Pulitzer Prize for Drama. For more theater history, visit playbill.com. And for more great podcasts, visit BroadwayPodcastNetwork.com.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.